I'm newly single. It's about to be a very long and sad summer for me. So
you heard what Chad Hanks said, boy. It might be time. Shoot your shot. Rihanna's DMs might be open.
It's a Caucasian summer, Zach. Get it.
Get it. Sun Devil legend. Zach in the building. Yo, Rihanna, I'm saying it myself. This is me, the human durag. I'm telling you right now. Link up with Zach. Make it happen. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all got to get it together. I'm getting better and better. Because once I get started, it ain't no stopping stacking this broccoli cheddar.
Welcome to Out of Pocket, presented by Taste of Chicago. Our commenter of the day will win a Taste of Chicago item. Today, we're giving away two Lou Malnati's pizzas and a Portillo's cake. That's the good stuff. And for the first time ever, we have a Taste of Chicago commenter of the day joining us. I'll let Joe do the honors in introing. You know, hey, really quick, look at that. How are you going to be upset by that?
Zach, get it. Oh,
let's
get
that. Go.
Yeah, Lou, I got it. The Lou Malnati's. Throw up the slice. The slice of pizza, ladies and gentlemen. Now, we got a living legend here tonight. Certified. He's on East Coast time, too, so we're going to keep it moving and shaking. But certified legend in the building. The reason why people like me and Zach can even get our flares out on social and do shows like this for you people. He's on my light-skinned Mount Rushmore next to El DeBarge and Mike Miller. You can find him doing his thing on the number one show in late night, Jesus Mero on Showtime. Let's get Out of Pocket with the Kid Mero.
Yo! We're here, baby!
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him! We got him!
Let's get gang. Joe got the soft, fluffy curl. My hairline abandoned me in 2007. You know what I'm saying? The hat stays on. It's a Knicks hat, but it's Yankee colors because we sacrificed the Yankees so the Knicks could prosper. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not even mad. I'm not mad at the Lakers smoking a Knicks pack because we play for home court advantage. And I told y'all off camera, my goal in life is for LeBron James to overtake Michael Jordan as the GOAT, undeniably. So I'm here for the Lake show. I'm here for the Lake show. I'm riding with y'all. Fuck the play-in.
Yes.
Make the motherfucking playoffs straight up. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, yo, listen. Healthy Bron, healthy AD. Lakers are a problem. I said it. LeBron is the GOAT. You seen the GIF with me with the stupid denim jacket. LeBron is the GOAT. I said it.
Look, you are literally one of the reasons that I'm rocking with the Knicks. Before, like, early on in the season, I tweeted something about, like, yo, I want to see the Knicks do well. I had Knicks fans all in my mentions. Like, man, you a hater. What the fuck you talking about? We don't want you to want us to do well. It's like, I'm just like, yo, you guys, the franchise deserves it. Everybody was like, man, fuck you. How dare you say we deserve to be good?
Knicks fans are like shelter dogs, me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're very like, yo, nah, chill. You're just going to cause me pain again with your kind words. You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? But, it's happening. It's for real.
When you guys drafted Obi, I tweeted from Yahoo Sports account, the Knicks are back, and all of the Knicks fans in the comments were like, shut the fuck up, fuck you. And it's just like, all right, what did I do to deserve that?
No, that's Knicks shit, bro. The Knicks, the Knicks could draft Michael Jordan reincarnated as boo the motherfucker on draft night. Like, it don't matter who it is, he's getting booed. Like, I think they would have booed Zion. Half the crowd would have booed Zion if we got Zion.
Yeah, this shit is wild. But reason we brought you on, obviously we wanted to get you in. Two teams to play, you know, Lakers, Knicks.
Yes, sir.
We were nervous, came back in the clutch. No, LeBron. LeBron wanted to rest at the ankle, as Skip Bailey said. LeBron is bike. No, psych. But with the Knicks, we're in the wrong hood tonight. Shout out to Anthony Davis. But just what would you think watching the game, and what do you think, obviously, for the long-term, you know, viability of your squad? And let's go with the Lakers first, just looking at us. You want LeBron to be the GOAT. Can LeBron repeat with this squad?
I think he can repeat with this squad. Like, listen, man, like this, it's just about, like, yo, THT was cooking, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a couple of dudes that, like, it's giving me Knicks. You know what I'm saying? There's like, there's two main dudes, and then there's a supporting cast. And as long as the supporting cast is like good money, I'm riding with the Lakers. And it's Bron. Like, how could you front on Bron, bro? Like, that's the X factor. Like, he'll fuck around and be like, yo, you know what? I'm going to do 50, 20, and 15 tonight. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck y'all. We winning. You know what I'm saying? And Ant Davis is a monster, B. And then you got Drummond coming off the bench and shit. Like, and everybody wants to go to the Lakers. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you dig? Like, every free agent is just like, yo, I'm going over there. Fuck that. And I will say it. not as a Los Angeles person, but as a New York person, the Lakers are LA's team. It will never be the Clippers. I'm sorry, you Clipper fans. Just the same way that the Knicks are a Knicks town. Shout out to what are the Lakers announcers? Somebody said Mac,
Billy Mac.
Billy Mac. Shout out to Billy Mac. Yeah, Billy Mac and Stu. Shout out to y'all for keeping it funky and telling the truth. New York is a Knicks town, and it will always be. It don't matter if the Nets win, if they motherfucking three-peat. It don't matter. KD still got burners.
So I got to ask you, what's the Knicks ceiling this season? Obviously, you guys are in the playoff feeling good. Y'all getting it, smoking the loud pack. Smoking a lot of teams. I'm proud to see it. Julius Randle, you know, formed, drafted by the Lakers. Good to see them in action. What do you think the Knicks ceiling is? As a Knicks fan, what would make you happy?
I mean, honestly, like, yo, like, you know the vibes. Like, Knicks fans have suffered for so long, dog. Like, just making the playoffs is ill. Having home court advantage in the playoffs? Bruh, what? And then being a force, like, the East is trash. So, like, I have super full confidence that we can wipe the floor with the Hawks, 100%. Like, shout out to Trae Young and, you know, the Fluffy Curl, you know what I mean? Fluffy Curl God.
I'm a big fan of Trae's Curl.
You know what I'm saying? Big fan also, you know what I'm saying? I wish I had it, you know what I'm saying? But, yo, we're smoking that Hawks pack early, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have full confidence in, like, Julius just running it up on the Hawks. I'm thinking, like, yo, depending on the way shit shakes out, yo, Eastern Conference Finals versus the Nets. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? If they even make it there. Because they might fuck around and see Philly. I don't know the way the shit is working. But if they see Philly, Philly's going to eat their food. I'm sorry.
I would enjoy seeing that.
100%. I've been on this show for months now yelling that the Nets aren't making the Eastern Conference Finals. Nothing would give me more joy than you guys making it there and them not. That would just be the taste.
Bro, Twitter would explode.
Oh, I know.
I'm going to jail. Y'all would invite me on the show. From jail, I'll be in county doing it live from my phone. Like, yo, CEO, bring me a phone. I gotta go out of pocket to talk shit.
So, we mentioned the Nets, Harden coming back. Do you think that impacts their squad at all? And if we get that Knicks Nets in the Eastern Conference Finals, like you said, do the Knicks have what it takes? Because I'm not sold on that squad. Neither is Zach. We know their defensive rating has been janky. Harden has been out. Can they all play together? Kind of just formulated this team. Yes, the strippers were in front of Barclays with the D-strings. Welcome him back. Give it back. I love me. My favorite part is there's a cross in this because it's Rudy and he's at Notre Dame, but the cross is in the shot. Rep with the stripper tree, but that's another. But
just a machine. Yo, you're just
– yo, are the Knicks in trouble with Harden back?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, I think it presents a problem. Like, it makes it harder, obviously. But I was just like, yo, you know what really made me think is just like, yo, fam, that Harden trade really made, like, imagine if they didn't get Harden where they would be at right now. They might fuck around and be under the Celtics or some shit. You know what I mean? Because KD and Kyrie together, they're not really coalescing. You know what I'm saying? They're not really, you know, like, it's I don't know. But James Harden could just take over a game. You know what I'm saying? He's like, yo, what you need, 40? I got you. You know what I'm saying? Like, would you need 40 with no assists or 40 with 12 assists? I got you.
We've seen him sort of fade in the playoffs, and, like, finally he doesn't have to have carried the team all the way there. So this dude's going to be very fresh walking in the building round one of the playoffs. So that part's a little scary. But and for James, just for, like, do you got to exercise these demons? You've got kind of clear path ahead of you now. So I'd say Sun Devil, I hope for that for him. But yeah, go ahead.
This is the thing, too, about James Harden. A lot of people don't notice. New York strip clubs are not all nude. So there's a possibility that he might not be impacted by the nightlife. You know what I'm saying? Like, that might not have – like, he might – because he – like, J.R. Smith was like, yo, he was in Greenhouse. He was the MVP of Greenhouse. Dog just sipping mo with, like, dudes with Coke Boys hoodies in the background. Like, just wilding. You know what I'm saying? But, like, I feel like Harden is more like, yo, I'm just trying to buy choach out here. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to get drunk and shit. Like, I'm just trying to, like, be like, yo, my hotel, I'm staying at such and such. You feel me? Pull up, you know, Jenna Shea, whoever. You know what I mean? Like, Instagram model. I feel like since there's no vaginal exposure, like, I feel like he's safe. You know what I mean?
Sleeping
I feel
easy.
Like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, he's good. Like, he might fuck around and come and, like, and bring the heat. But, yo, I'm not worried because Tibbs is an animal. He got these motherfuckers playing like he's like I was saying, like he's like a like I always say this shit. He's like a college coach and an NBA coach body, and that works for the Knicks because everybody in the Knicks is 16 and a half years old. You know what I'm saying? So like That shit is great. You know what I mean? He got quickly 25th pick playing like motherfucking like, yo, if it wasn't for LaMelo, you know, I'm a homer, but I'm saying like put him in the conversation for rookie of the year. You dig? But
absolutely.
You know, that's just me as a humble Knicks fan.
Big time Knicks fan, obviously Madison Square all the time. Who's the most famous person that you've met at a sporting event? Like, if you could think back in all your times, who's the most famous person that you've met at a Knicks game or wherever?
At a Knicks game, the most famous person was – I don't know. This is a weird – I mean, it's either CeCe Sabathia, who, like, okay. I'm cool with, and I seen him in a course line, and I was just, like, a couple rows back. And I was like, I know you live in Jersey, dog. I was like, yo, can I get a ride home so I don't have to pay $100,000 for an Uber? That would have been one. But then the other one was Angela Simmons. She was just chilling. And this is when Yo Gotti had rapped about her. So, like you know, like – in a Down in the DM song, he's like, I really want to fuck with Angela Simmons. Like, he made a specific reference to her. And she was sitting next to us with, like, a pink mink on. And I was just, like, looking over, like, yo, hey, like, hey, I'm on TV too and shit. And she was just like, I don't know who the fuck this light-skinned motherfucker think he is. But I don't know. I do not recognize him at all.
Zach, how about you?
We've shown the picture before, but there's a picture of Kareem very much not wanting to take a picture of a young Zach Schwartz, and I'm like standing there like this, like pointing at my friend, and Kareem's just kind of like shaking his head, walking away. Probably Kareem. So it's a tough look. I'll see if I can find it. But
I forgot. I met fucking this dude. He's not even on my radar, but the dude from Twilight, Robert Pattinson.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
We flicked it up on courtside and shit, but I didn't really know who he was. Like, I just knew, like, I just see mad people, like, trying to take flicks with him or whatever, and I was just being a thirst bowl. Like, yo, what's good, homie? Like, whatever. And then I realized, I was like, oh, shit, that's homie from Twilight. So then I put it up, and I was just like, yo, me and homie from Twilight looking like an Albanian super, you know what I mean? Like, because he had on, like I don't know what the fuck he was wearing. He looked like he was dipped in, like, Army-Navy shit. Like, he had the flight jacket on with, like, a thermal. I was like, fam, you're not looking rich at all. Like, I know you got bread.
Head back to Tenet.
For real.
And I'll share my quick high school game playing our arch rivals. They end up beating us at the buzzer. One of the kids' cousins who's on the rival team was talking shit to me the whole game. He like gets in my grill. I'm about to steal on this dude, literally probably in my high school career. Out of nowhere, Andy Garcia comes up. He's like, yo, don't do it, kid. You had a good game. I'm like, oh, fuck, is that Andy Garcia? Like, what the fuck?
Andy Garcia.
Been a hero of mine ever since. I remember Andy used to sit courtside, but then as his star dwindled, they moved him like sixth row of the Lakers game. My heart was broken. I was going to start a GoFundMe at that point. Didn't do it. Still regret it.
Yeah. I have never heard that story. That's amazing.
Like, don't do it, kid. You had a good game. I'm like, oh, Andy Garcia. Andy Garcia said I had a good game, like.
Yo, bro, that's what's up.
Like, his daughter went to high school, Campbell Hall, same school as the Holiday Brothers. All, you know, legend.
Oh shit.
Yeah, legend.
Bro, the Holiday family, yo, shout out to them. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, fam, if you get all of your kids in a professional sports league, dog, that is tremendous ROI. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I say that shit to my 5-year-old. I'm like, yo, bro, you better run hard out there, dog, when you playing flag football or whatever, doing what you do.
Straight.
He's out there like, you know what I mean? He's out here pissing on himself on the field, not caring. Like, I was like, yo, why weren't you running hard on that last play? He's like, I peed on myself, dad. I was like, why you didn't ask the coach to go to the bathroom? He's like, nah, the play was live. I was just like, you're 5. It wasn't a dead ball, dad. I was like, you're 5 years old. I've never said that phrase to you. How do you know that?
Legendary.
Let's
keep this shit moving and shaking. Zach, you want to do the honors?
Absolutely. Last night, we witnessed history from another future Hall of Famer. And it's now time for the biggest slice brought to us by Taste of Chicago. A lot of these dudes definitely deserve a slice, but tonight's biggest slice is going to Russell Westbrook, who now has the most career triple-doubles ever with 182, surpassing the legend Oscar Robertson, who retired in 1974. So this record has stood for 47 years. He gets the biggest slice of the night. I'd like to ask you guys who you would give the biggest slice today.
Ooh. Mary, you go first. You're our esteemed guest.
Today?
It looks like that.
Today, I'll give it to D. Rose. I'll give it to D. Rose today. You know what I'm saying? He held it down. He kept us in the game today. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll give it to D. Rose. You know what I'm saying? Tremendous Hooper. You know what I mean? Like, just like the first tenure with the Knicks was not that great. Second time around, I'm loving it, bro. I don't know if it's the natural hair situation he got going on. You know what I'm saying? But he's doing it, man. Like, shout out to D Rose on phone.
I'm gonna give my slice to Church League legend, first Church League player in NBA history to drop 38 points in the game, Andrew Wiggins. Warriors fans have done this thing all season where they pretend like Steph is not, like, it's like we asked his regular fans of other teams, like, if Steph's like an MVP level player, shouldn't he get his team to the playoffs? Didn't ask him to finish first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, just 10th. Get in the playing game. Warriors fans took it personal, got all mad. Oh, you're a hater. I'm a hater because I want the team to do good. So I'm going to give it to Andrew Wiggins because apparently he's not a real basketball player like Warrior Twitter tried to tell me. somehow, magically, through the grace of God, he dropped 38 points on the Suns tonight. Who knows? Church League. First time I've seen it. Zach, how about you?
Mine's not a basketball player. This tweet went up today. I'm giving it to Rihanna. I don't know if she'll take the pizza from us or not. I'm newly single. It's about to be a very long and sad summer for me. So
you heard what Chad Hanks said, boy. It might be time. Yeah. Shoot your shot. Rihanna's DMs might be open.
It's a Caucasian summer, Zach. Get it.
Get it. Sun Devil legend. Zach in the building. Yo, Rihanna, I'm saying it myself. This is me, the human durag. I'm telling you right now. Link up with Zach. Make it happen. You know what I'm saying?
All right, we got to clip that and run it. Help it make it. Zach, yeah,
I tell you about it everywhere.
Mira, I know you're going to be out here soon, but I'll tell you another story. I had a good buddy I was friends with. We used to hang out in Santa Monica at, you know, Bungalow and other spots out there, turn-up spots. But he was like, yo, Rihanna, I'm not going to say the restaurant because I don't want to mess up her shit, but he's like, yo, Rihanna goes to the restaurant all the time. Like, let's go stop by there, have a drink. I'm like, all right, fuck it. We pull up, walk in. I see a table full of big, like, bald-headed black dudes at one table. And I'm just like, you know, beefy security guard dudes at another table. Like, just sitting by herself with Rihanna, like, grubbing on some pasta, like, literally just like... But they're looking, everybody that comes in, they're looking like, you know, is this paparazzi, what's going on? So we try to go get a table and end up dipping. But, you know, so she's out and about, Zach. She's within, she might be right down the street from you right now.
Yo, fam, my bump into her like Katsuya or some shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I just want to say, I the bald security dudes, I still think of that picture of her at Coachella on her security guy's shoulders. I don't know if you've seen this picture, using his bald head to roll a blunt with it. Have you ever seen that picture?
It was during Dre's set, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. Right? I remember that. Yeah, I was in the crowd somewhere, obviously not near her, but legendary.
Legendary shit, man. Yo, I fuck with her so hard because she's like, yo, she'll be like on stage at like Made in America tour and be like, yo, hold up, I got to roll a L.
But it's like, I think it's, I mean, it's just no, doesn't give a shit about making, like, she'll make music when she fucking damn well wants to. And it's just like, printing money with the clothing stuff. So good,
like,
for
yo,
her.
Here's the clothes, here's some makeup, here's some panties. Like, yo, live.
Yeah.
Like, big Jay-Z energy. Like, yo, live.
We got a special segment for you. It's called Facts or Cap. It's a new thing we're doing. We're going to ramp things up real quick. So we're going to give you, you know, five things to check out, five statements, and you're going to tell us if it's facts or if we're capping. Mm. You ready? So first Let's up, go. Now you've seen the clip. Zach, please lead us in.
Yeah, so I found this last night. I thought it was fascinating. You go to your friend's house, and she's making this, and you're very, very hungry. Are you you're eating that, right?
The spaghetti on the counter.
Did you see this woman?
Bro, no.
Meatballs right there.
No. No,
you haven't seen it. No, she can't.
We can't do this. We can't do this. this is not. This nah, this is. Yo, Phil, we talked about this in the Geneva Convention. You can't do this shit, bro.
What is a war crime.
Yo, what are you doing? Yo, this is like Olive Garden, Cold Stone Creamery, like mashup. Like, nah. Yo, this is the
shout
is
out to our technical director Greg, who's literally flipping through to the perfect scenes in the joint. He's hitting every one of them. I'm literally looking. Yeah. Like, do we cut this tape? Like, no, we got to move it and shake it.
Nah.
So I want to ask both you, Mary, you first, and Zach, I'm gonna get to you because I know you have a great answer. But what's the whitest thing you've ever seen? Is that close? What is the whitest thing that you've ever seen?
Oh man, that's very close. I went on Jimmy Fallon one time and I actually told him to his face. I was just like, bro, because he's like, oh, I started pickling things. I make my own pickles. And I was like, damn, Jimmy, that's the whitest shit I heard all month. And I was just like, I think it's still holding strong. I'm like, yo, pickling shit? Like, you just out here, you a whole millionaire, dog, and you out here pickling shit. Like, what? You don't got to do that. Just go buy the fancy pickles, dog. Go to Erewhon. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you feel me? You got to do all that.
What's the whitest thing you've seen?
A girl I was talking to once told me that she went back to school, and I was like, oh, very cool. What? And she was like, oh, to like study rocks. And I was like geology. And she was like, no, like crystals, like healing crystals and all that kind of stuff. And I was like, best of luck with all that. That's amazing. The crazy thing is, like, you know, someone's going to give her a bag to do that. Like, there's even wider people that are willing to give her just buckets of money for that. Bro, so that's probably mine. Why, Joe? Go ahead.
I want to ask y'all a question. Have you ever capped and pretended to be down with that type of shit to get some cheeks?
I'm a married man now, so I only got my boot cheeks. But I hit her with some. You know, I had to hit her with the
goop. Everything goop is the whitest thing ever. Yeah, a week ago on a first date, the girl was like, "I'm way into crystals and energies and all this," and I was like, absolutely. Tell me more about that.
Tell me about how selenite cleanses your aura.
Yeah.
I'm like, what does that even mean, shorty? Like, I failed earth science in eighth grade. Like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I fucked up with the scratch plate. Like,
girls apparently hide crystals in guys' cars too if they like them to like ward off bad energies, which means like I think keep other girls away. I don't know. I don't know how often that's happening, but Joe, I got number two. The New York Times has reported that white people are taking fewer showers during the pandemic. That statement, it sometimes resonates, but I don't know. What's your guys' read on that?
I want to know, what's the longest that you've gone without showering?
Doug, and this is like street life, Merrill. This is not TV, Merrill. This is like, y'all, I'm out here outside. You know what I'm saying? Really outside. And the most I've gotten is like 2 days. Feel me? And that's just because I'm like outside. You know what I mean? Like, I'm moving around. I'm in Queens. I'm over here. I'm over here. I'm over here. I would go to like a girl's crib that I didn't even really fuck with just to shower. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm like in some weird part of Queens or Staten Island or some shit, like, I'd just be like, yo, what you doing? You busy? Can I come through? I light up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I come through with like half a blunt that I smoked on the way there and shit, and be like, yo, you can finish this shit, but I need to use the bathroom. I wish Nest cameras existed back then, because I wanted to see every girl's reaction when they heard the shower cut on. They're like, yo, is this motherfucker taking a shower in my crib? Like,
this woman, Robin Harper. This woman, Robin Harper, outside her home in Martha's Vineyard, said she's been taking showers once a week during the pandemic.
Oh, nah, bro. We can't do that.
The environment's healing, though. Smells a whole hell of a lot worse.
Nah. If anything, the pandemic made me shower more. Because I'm just like, I was just bored in the crib. Like, taking luxurious showers and shit. Like, you know, I got mad kids running around. So I was like, it's the opportunity for like, I'm going to sit in this shower for 25 minutes and listen to Gucci Mane. is very rare. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, like,
I feel like the people in New York and people in San Francisco take the least amount of showers per capita, just of major cities. Because, like, people in San Francisco, it's like 4 showers a week. Like, I'll see a dude at the club, not showered, like, next night at the club, like, with no, he didn't shower because he's been kicking it all day. He skipped his shower.
With the same outfit. Nah, my skin is not dry as fuck in the comments. Because I moisturized. Thank you.
I'm melanated. I had a cousin that used to wash up as opposed to shower. And it's like, dog, the shower is 1 foot away from the sink.
Right there.
Jump in there. You're good.
Yo, the wildest thing to me, too, is like, yo, how do you take a shit and you got nowhere to go, but you're not going to just jump in the shower? Like, I'm a bidet type of dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm moving from this crib to another crib. And part of the reason that I sold me on the crib was that it had a bidet. And I was like, yo, this crib might be from 1958, but they got a bidet so I can wash my ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I'm done. You feel me? Like, yo, come on. Wash your ass. Me, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, toilet paper don't really, like, that's like.
In college, my roommate was from Egypt, and he taught us all what a bidet was and, like, how much better it was. And I remember being like, but, like, why do that? Like, isn't wiping? He's like, okay, Zach, say you're outside and you step in dog shit. you're going to wear those shoes in the house? And then it's like, no. And he's like, you're going to wipe them off and you're going to wear them in the house? And I was like, no, they're still covered in shit. And he's like, so you're going to wash them, aren't you? And I was like, well, that's a pretty good analogy for what I should be doing after I take shit. So yeah, I'm team bidet as well.
You know what I'm saying?
I use the shower. I got the high pressure shower, but same concept.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, that's it. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to get in the shower and just squat down like you an intake on Rikers and shit and just get in the cheeks, bro. Get in between the cheeks and make sure everything's nice in there.
Your kids' baby wipes too, so I'll run into the other room, but it's hard because we got a nanny, so sometimes they're trying to get the wipe on real quick and got to be mindful of who's coming in. And
yo, talk about it. A lot of people don't know about that nanny life. Yo, you can't just run out. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I'm going to say it right here, and I'm not ashamed. I almost shit in my pants, like, during a Zoom, like a work Zoom. And I had a cap and be like, yo, I think somebody's at the door. But I sharted. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I ran upstairs and I like used mad baby wipes and ran back downstairs. Threw the shorts in the dryer, ran back downstairs with like a fucking a blanket around my waist because the nanny was right outside the door and she was just sitting there. So I'm like, yo, I can't run out, you know what I'm saying, with my joint hanging, you know what I mean? And a friend Cheryl, you know what I mean? Because she's a very nice woman, you know what I mean? And she's married, so. She ain't trying to see the you know what I mean?
Living legend.
I got a question for you. Obviously, you know, like I said, y'all laid the foundation, you and Jesus, with this whole kind of game, and people ourselves getting to be out here and react. Like they had the square like PTI and Around the Horn and the square Caucasian unseasoned versions of these type of properties, but really flipping it for the community, for the hood. At what point did you know that the brand was strong?
I literally said that on the podcast. Early in the game, bro. It was like, I don't know if it was during the early Vice or pre-Vice, but we were doing an episode of the podcast and, you know, there was like some type of podcast awards or some shit like that. And the nominations that come out and we weren't on any type of list for anything, like even like top 100 podcasts. We wasn't up there, but in the iTunes, like we were charting. So I was just like, you know what? I'm not even pressed, bro. I was like, you know what I mean? Like, this shit isn't a podcast. This shit is art. You know what I mean? And the motherfucking brand is strong, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's it. You know what I mean? And that was it. You know what I'm saying? So that, like, I just put that shit in my brain, like, and I just kept saying it to myself. And I was just like, yo, people really fuck with this shit. And to your point, Joe, like, people want to see people like us talking shit. You know what I mean? About the shit that we love. You feel me? So that shit was a layup. Like, I was doing this shit for free in front of the bodega with half a Dutch. You know what I'm saying? You might as well give me a bag to do this shit. You know what I mean? And I'm bringing people joy and mirth.
I need a fluffy bag. I need, like, you know, that's my thing now. You know what I'm saying? Bag got to be fluffy. But you deal with a lot of shit on social. I know a lot of people come at you. I don't know why. I feel like, you know, you and Jesus Christ.
I got the Draco.
That shouldn't be bothered. But what's the most out-of-pocket thing that someone said to you?
On Twitter, man.
IG, whatever.
It's always something about, like, yo. Like, a lot of people try to do like the divide and conquer shit. Like, yo, Jesus is funnier than you, or blah, 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 or like, y'all, whatever. And that shit don't bother me because we getting the same check. But fucking, so y'all can say whatever y'all want. We still cashing the same check. But fucking, when the whole Trump shit was happening, anytime I would say something, motherfuckers would just dive in my mentions, bro. And shout out to Chris Herring. Goat, you know what I'm saying? Dan Bognino, or whatever the fuck his name, Dan DiGiorno, whatever, he tried to come at me crazy, and I was just like, yo, my man, I was like, and mind you, I'm high as fuck, and I'm in like, I'm at the mall, like, I'm just fucking around on Twitter, like, in the food court, eating Chick-fil-A and shit, smack, and I'm just like, yo, my man, I'm about to go to Neiman Marcus and like, browse menswear high, like, if you really want smoke, pull up, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not a tough guy. But, like, you feel me? Like you talking real spicy. Like, you know what I mean? And mad people, you don't even know. He was a Secret Service agent. He could end you. I was like, yo, my man, I got a rusty-ass machete in my garage. You feel me? Like, you could pull up anytime. As far as just, like, straight mean shit, it's always like, yo, you're fat. You a fat motherfucker. Yo, take your hat off.
Wow.
Yeah, Yeah, listen, bro. Like that's how they knock us down a peg, bro.
And
you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you fat.
Warrior Twitter does it all the time, and it hurts my feelings. Like, the fat one, fat and corny are my two trigger words. And it's like, damn, you fat, corny. I'm like, damn, dog. I'm working out. I'm hitting the dog. Yeah, I had this. story earlier this week. So this kid had blocked me, right? You know when somebody blocks you on Twitter, sometimes their shit will show up in your feed. So I'm just like, I don't know who this person is. And I've seen people engaging with them, never anything that meant anything. So then I click and then I'm like, oh, this dude's blocking me. I'm not going to give him fucking my content for free because obviously he's still checking in on my shit. You know what I mean? So I hit him with the block like an hour or two later. He's like, this motherfucker blocked me. Woo, woo, woo. So somebody's like, why did he block you? So I called him fat, untalented, unny funny fuck multiple times. Guess he finally got wind because I had him blocked. Must have vanity searched on a burner. So he's vanity searching me because he blocked me initially, but he's still unblocking me to call me. It was just like the most reckless shit. But I want to ask.
Fuck that motherfucker.
No, I'm not worried. I'm laughing about it.
I'm just saying on your behalf. You know what I'm saying? Eat a dick, homie.
I didn't know the fat was like, that's like the buzzword. I guess they know. Like the same people be on here body shaming and talking about mental health. Like, oh, we need mental health and whatever.
Then you fat motherfucker. Exactly. Okay, all right. Yo, bro, are you stress eating? I'm like, motherfucker, I'm eating good.
Like, what's the meanest tweet that you've seen that you actually agree with? Like, damn, this is fucked up, but this person might be right.
And there was a clip of the show where I was wearing like a blue like champion crew neck, and somebody was just like, "Damn, you look fat as fuck," and I was just like, "Damn, I do," because it was like a dad outfit, you know what I'm saying? Like it was like the blue champion crew neck with like cargo shorts and like some like sky blue like up tempos or some shit, and like a little dad hat or whatever, and I was just like, "Damn, the dad hat made my head look fat, and then the sweater made my everything looked fat." You feel me? And I was drinking crazy at the time, like, because I got the bottle on deck at the show, and that's just empty calories, though. So I'm just like, bang, 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 bang. Yo, what do you want for lunch? Yo, I want Shake Shack and Chick-fil-A. You know what I'm saying? And I want full-size candy bars in the green room. That was my thing. Yo, talk about the Brandon Strong. That's when I knew the Brandon Strong. When I was like, yo, I want full-size candy bars in the green room. And they was like, okay. I was like, what? Yeah, let's go.
I'm gonna have to add that to the rider. Zach, how about you? What was the meanest tweet that somebody said? I know you get a lot of slander for that gentrified Warriors tweet, but what's the meanest tweet?
I mean, I don't know if you ever saw it. I made the Warriors Oakland jerseys. I took off the Oakland part and I just put gentrify in that font and tweeted, surprise, the Warriors didn't wear this tonight. And they were so mad about that. But I got called Chubster on a video very recently. And I was sort of like, fine, we're gonna do that. I got called, this one was actually funny, and I've told this one before, Josiah, but someone said he looks like all the white people on New Girl combined, and I'm like, Zoe Deschanel, the guys, whatever. I'll take
that's
it.
That's,
yeah.
I had a dude one time, he said I had a toe face, and I'm just like, God damn. Then I looked in the mirror, I'm like, this shit does kind of look like a toe. Me and my boo were laughing about that. She's like, you toe face motherfucker. I'm like, damn, bro, that's accurate. That's accurate, though. Like, I never thought about it. Like, damn, I do have a toe face.
Yeah, like, bro. And on all this, and like the, yo, and the hairline shit, too, the hairline shaming. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, anytime you talk about KD not brushing his hair, they're like, yo, at least he got hair, motherfucker. Damn. I'm like, wow, bro. You know, for a member of the black community, that's very hurtful. You know what I'm saying? When your hairline abandons you at a young age, you know what I mean? And your hair is textured to not be able to do, like, you know, you feel me? Like, I can't comb it over. There's no combing over this shit. You feel me? I don't got the Trae Young. Like, you know what I'm saying? My shit is a different texture. You feel me? So it's like my beard is on my head, dog. Ain't no comb over happening. I got the mean moonroof, sunroof going on over here. And motherfuckers will take any opportunity. Anytime I got to go to some shit where I can't wear a hat, motherfuckers is like, boy, like they come out of the woodwork, me. Like they're on Getty Images, like Merrill without hat, like just a fryer boy. But you know what? I don't care because I'm out here. I'm out of pocket. I'm doing it. It's my last year being broke. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck.
Last question I got for you. We're gonna let you dip. We really appreciate you, man, staying for so long. We know it's late out there, but you're a legend. But
bro, so, I'm out here.
You know, pandemic's about to end. Summer's about to open up. New York's about to be cracking. LA's about to be cracking. What song for you marks that summer is here? Like, what's your song for play the summer?
Bro, as soon as shit opens up, I'm coming out with Bobby Shmurda, Rowdy Rebel, Computers, full volume. We dancing in the street, no shirts. We not drinking good cognac. We drinking Parmesan shit. You know what I'm saying? The $3 bottle of shit. You know what I'm saying? We wilding this summer. We in front of anybody's building. You know what I'm saying? If you're in the Bronx, holler at me. Drop your corner. If you're on 167 and whatever, 155th and Elton, I will pull up with no shirt on, titties out, and we will drink E&J until I pass out. I promise you. Because we got to run back two summers, B. We got to run back two summers. And there's a lot of Latina women out there that did not enjoy twerking to Bad Bunny's albums. So I'm out here. I support you. I will be there to be twerked upon. You know what I'm saying? Because it's part of my job. You know what I'm saying? That's what I tell my wife all the time. Like, yo, this is entertainment. This is part of the gig. You know what I'm saying?
My boy ain't having that. Zach, should we reveal the commenter of the day?
1,000%. Commenter of the day. You want to pull it up, Greg, for us? It is Apple. did he cue it up? Well, I got it right here. It is Drew Unga. Apple putting a U2 album on every iPhone was pretty white. He's not wrong. There it is.
Yo, that was very white. Yo, that was Tim Cook being like, yo, I think
imagine
I got something.
Drew, Lakers Twitter legend, appreciate you for hopping on. We had a Lakers Twitter happy hour before this with some Maker's Mark. I didn't drink any of it because I was ready for some Lou Malnati's and some Marrow. But Drew, be sure to check your DM. We're going to send you some shit, some Lou Malnati's, a pizza and a heart-shaped Mother's Day cookie.
Ooh.
Get that. Okay, ooh. Mother's Day is over, but that cookie can still be devoured, all right? Hey, they sent some cookies, some frozen one. I'm looking like, yo, this cookie's not about to be good. Then I read the direction, like, let it defrost, threw it in the microwave. I ate that whole big ass cookie. So I ate half. I'm like, fuck, it's good as shit. I'm gonna eat that.
Bro, I'm not even gonna lie to you, Joe. Zach, man, listen, you know the world's largest Reese's? Like, they come out like on special occasions. Yeah. Fam, I will sit down and I'll bang out both of them shits in one sitting, dog. Right. And then I'll be peeing out my ass for 2 days straight, but it was all worth it, B. It was all worth it.
Hey, we got to give a shout out to the legend, the Kid Mero, for coming through, joining us, bro. We know you're East Coast time.
Nick, thank y'all, man.
But appreciate it. We're gonna get you back on soon. And I'm close to getting my numbers right. First time I ever met you in person, you guys came out to Venice. I tried to get my PR dude to get me on the show. I thought I was sweeter than I was. Got that stomped down very quick. But I'm about 6 to 8 months away from being a strong enough brand to get on there. So I'm ready to do it.
Let's go. I'm ready, baby.
I need a good playoff run and a good start of the NFL season.
My body is ready. And I'm on East Coast time, but you know the vibes. I'm up until 4 a.m., dog. I'm open. I meet my kids upstairs, and they're like, Dad, why you smell like, you know, a forest? And I'm like, yo, don't worry about it. Just don't go in the basement until the Dyson is finished, you know, cleaning the air down there. You know what I'm saying?
Living legend. Be sure to watch Deezus and Mero on Showtime. I think y'all on hiatus right now. Y'all coming back sooner than later.
Yes, sir. And,
we'll be back later this week with another Out of Pocket presented by the good folks at Taste of Chicago and Lou Malnati's, man. Appreciate y'all. Stay black.
Yo, follow Buckets, B. Stop fucking playing, B. You know what I'm saying? Follow Buckets. Follow King Josiah. Follow Zach. You know what I'm saying? Stop playing. This shit is crack. Uncooked crack.
They're gonna use that for every promo now ever. I just want you to know for the next 30 years.
You saw my face light up, Zach. Like, yes,
appreciate it.
Appreciate you,
bro. I love y'all, man. This is my shit, bro. When I'm down here smoking out loud, just like got the legal stream going and shit. Like, I got y'all on the side, like, you know, I'm tapped in, bro. I'm tapped in.
Appreciate it.
I'll see y'all later. Appreciate y'all.